To the Senior Citizen Advisory Council Housing and Transportation Committee meeting. This is Thursday, April 8th, 2021, 9:30 in the morning. And the meeting's being taped. And my name is Sandy Stang, and I'll be your leader. And our first agenda item is call to order, which I just did. And then Pledge of Allegiance, Elizabeth Busick, if you're able to stand, we'd ask you stand.
Hey, everybody, can you get up? All right, let me begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America
and to the republic which stands
one nation and a God, indivisible,
indivisible. So we'll have roll call from Linda Barcelona.
Okay, I'm so sorry. They're doing the gardening out there, if you hear that. Okay, I'm present. I'm starting roll call. Denise Barnes. Denise Barnes. Okay, Elizabeth Busick.
Present.
Helen Cameron. I thought I saw Helen. No?
There it goes.
There she is.
I'm here.
Okay, gotcha.
Thank you.
Amelia Castro.
Here.
Jerry Chang.
Present.
Gary Frazier.
I am here.
Okay. Nancy Herman.
She's in Arizona.
Oh, okay. Jean Hernandez.
Here.
Carolyn Inman.
Here.
Gino Kim. I saw him. No?
No.
No. Tish Leon is no longer on our board. Scott Quinlan. Scott Quinlan, no. Jeanette Revilla.
Here.
Sandy Stang.
Present.
Dave Tesloff.
Here.
Cynthia Thacker.
Here.
John Ulrich. John Ulrich. Jennifer Wang.
Present.
Great. Thank you, everybody.
Okay, just a reminder for those that are absent, if you see, I didn't hear from anybody, so I don't have any call-ins of being absent. The next item is introductions. Do we have anyone to introduce? I don't think we do. No. Okay. Next would be Jeanette, the SNEMT report update.
Hello, everyone. Just allow me a couple moments. I can share the report up on the screen. And let me know once everyone can see the report.
Got it.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. So for January, in Area 1, the total trips provided were 1,524. Area 2 had 1,239. And Area 3 had 2,402 trips. Average cost per trip for Area 1 is $51.67. Area 2 is $44.67. And Area 3 is $44.61. Average trip length for Area 1 is 6.11 miles, Area 2 is 8.25 miles, and Area 3 is 5.28 miles. And average cost per mile for Area 1 is $8.45, Area 2 is $5.41, and Area 3 is $8.44. So far, for the COVID vaccination pod trips, and this includes trips also to just get the COVID vaccination, even if it's not on in a super pod site. We have area one year to date since the release of the vaccines is 174 trips provided. Area two had 82 trips provided, and area three had 609 trips provided to COVID vaccine sites. That's a total of year to date from January through the end of March of 865 trips total to vaccination pods. Does anyone else have any questions before I discuss one more item?
I just have one question. What did you say the vaccine trips, the total?
The total for vaccine trips is 865.
That's a lot.
Yes, which is really good. It's really, really good. It's amazing that they're getting people out there. And anyone else have any questions? Okay, so on behalf of, before we proceed with the presentation today, I just wanted to make an announcement on behalf of the Continuum of Care team for the housing portion. One of the managers from the Continuum of Care team had mentioned and wanted to for me to extend this announcement to everyone. They have extended, the Office of Care Coordination actually will have opened a second application period for the Emergency Rental Assistance Program starting April 1st. And applications will be accepted until April 30th, 2021, or until funding is exhausted, whichever comes first. What I could do is I could ask Jenna to email everyone the website for the Emergency Rental Assistance Program. So you can share it with whoever you think might be in need of rental assistance program in your area.
So is that the same flyer that we saw
a couple months ago? Yes, that is correct. Okay. Yeah, they just did a second round of applications for it.
Okay. Anybody else have any questions? Doesn't look like it.
Okay, thank you guys so much.
Thank you. And then next we should have our presentation from Michelle from the Orange County Housing Authority. Is she on?
She's right here.
Yes, hi, good morning, I'm on.
Good morning, thank you.
Hi, okay, so Jeanette, you'll be running the slides.
You still there, Jeanette?
Yes, I am, sorry. I was trying to find the unmute button. I am here. I'll be running
no
the
worries.
I'm all, where did it go? Once I shared my screen, I'm like, where did it go?
I know, yeah. That's how I feel too.
let me know you. When you're ready for the next slide, okay?
Thanks. All right, thank you. This is Michelle Zadiba. I'm the Housing Development Manager here at OCCR, OC Housing and Community Development. I think typically you see Rebecca Leifkes and Erica Turpin attend these meetings on my behalf. I think it's been several meetings since I've attended one. So thank you for welcoming me back and glad to highlight some of the projects that we have currently in the pipeline. We can move on to the next one, Jeanette. So currently in our pipeline, we actually have six senior projects. We listed four on this list here because the other two are actually under construction. These four are the ones that are currently applying for funding and gathering all of their financing sources. Recently, I think last week, another project came in and requested additional funding. So we're still reviewing that one. So right now we have Huntington Beach Senior in the city of Huntington Beach, via St. Joseph's Senior, which is in the city of Orange on the Sisters of St. Joseph campus, Orchard View Gardens, which is in the city of Buena Park, which will be highlighted in this presentation, along with Santa Angelina Senior Community, which is in the city of Placentia. And then the additional project that I was mentioning, it's called the Meadows Senior Apartments, and that one is in the city of Lake Forest. So as that application gets processed and becomes a feasible project, you'll see it on the next updated report where we report out on all of the senior communities and senior developments that we're working on. We can move on to the next slide. So these are just a few renderings of Orchard View Gardens Senior, just to give you a visual of what it looks like and what the layout is. You'll see that there's like a little aerial map on the bottom right corner, kind of showing you what the parcel looks like. And then a couple of renderings just to show you what the development is intended to look like once it's done being built. Usually these renderings are pretty accurate. They'll end up looking like this when it's completed. So it'll give you a good visualization. They're all very designed very, very well. I didn't know if anyone had any questions in regards to this, but the next slide has more information on the project itself. So we can move on to that. So like I mentioned, this is located in the city of Buena Park. There are 62 one-bedroom units, 4 two-bedroom units, for a total of 66 units. There's community space, everything typical that you would see in an affordable housing development, and in general, any type of supportive housing or apartment type setting. So you'll see community spaces, recreational spaces. This location in particular, you know, they mentioned that it's close to restaurants, banks, grocery stores. So it's a very service enriched area where folks can be encouraged to walk around. There's also transportation to and from the senior center for residents as part of the senior mobility program. So there are a lot of services that, you know, the resident services coordinator can help residents in Orchard View connect with throughout the city. So it is a really good project that we're looking forward to. Also being developed by National Core. The next project that we'll be looking at is also developed by National Core, coincidentally. So if there are no questions on here, I think we can move on to the next project that we'd like to highlight, which is Santa Angelina Senior. So here again, a similar layout to the other slide for visual. We have an aerial map on the bottom right corner, and then we have a couple of renderings of what the property will look like once construction is complete. And it's intended to really blend in well with the neighboring properties. They try to be very careful with the height and how the facade looks. So you'll see that it's the front of the property itself, aesthetically, it's very nice. And the colors and everything matches really well with the surrounding buildings. So they did a really good job with the design. And you'll see on the bottom left corner, a layout of how the property is. So they try to separate some of the buildings and scatter it out on the site a little bit. So it's not just one huge building. It has more of a community vibe. And then we can go ahead and move on to the next slide. So Santa Angelina Senior, I think there's a little typo here, but it's actually located in the city of Placentia. 59 one-bedroom units, 6 two-bedroom units for a total of 65 units. Similar to the other development, there's a community center, there's outdoor seating areas with planters, recreational areas. And for this property in particular, there's on-site supportive services as well. Same with the last. They do have a number of permanent supportive housing units that will have wraparound services. So that would include things like healthy living education and senior wellness classes. Of course, all of these developments will be connected to services also outside of the property itself for any type of senior activities and linkages to services through the resident services coordinator. That's available on site as well. So I think we highlighted those ones because those are the projects that we actually have current renderings for. Not all of the projects have a extensive visuals that we could really share. So I thought there was value in at least, you know, highlighting a couple of the projects. But I'm not sure if there's, if we want to open it up for any other questions. But I think with that said, I think I see a hand being raised.
Yeah, I think Elizabeth Busick has a question.
I do. Okay. I assume they all come with a refrigerator and a stove and an oven, right?
Yes. All of these, all of our senior developments have full-on kitchens. They, none of them have kitchenettes. So okay. They're all, but my with the exception question, of...
Mm-hmm? My big question is, do they each have microwave ovens?
Microwave ovens.
Microwave.
Typically, yeah, typically they do, but I'll have to double check to see if all of the developments have them. Sometimes they don't provide them, but I think most of the developments these days do. I'll double check that. I'll take note of that.
Because for seniors, I think that's very important.
Yeah, that's a good question. I'll just double check and then we'll report out on that.
I believe Helen has a question as well.
Thanks. Hi, Michelle. Can you talk a little bit about the affordability of these units in general? And what's really exciting is to see church sites being used. And as you know, I think, Michelle, that Jamboree developed on a church site in Garden Grove. So it's really exciting to see more housing being developed on underutilized church sites. So we're very pleased to see that happening. But if you could comment a little bit on the affordability for seniors of these units.
Yes, of course. Let me pull up my little cheat sheet here because... can't seem to remember information on all of the projects, as you can imagine. Okay, give me 1 second. I had it up. So, all right. In terms of affordability, so Via St. Joseph, it wasn't one of the ones that we had renderings for, but that one is also being developed or will be developed on the Sisters of St. Joseph. We're rehabbing the Sisters of St. Joseph Mother House into 50 units of affordable housing. So that one, there will be 18 units set aside for MHSA eligible seniors, and the AMI will be between 30% and 60%. Santa Angelina, which we did highlight, that's the one that's in the city of Placentia. The incomes will be between 30% and 60%. And of course, these are age restricted, so seniors 62 and over. Orchard View Garden Senior Community, that's the one that's in Buena Park. Also between 30% and 60% of the area median income. Huntington Beach Senior, 33 of those units are targeted as supportive housing. So those would be 30% area median income, and the remaining units will be 50% of area median income. And then the new application that we received, which will be in future reports, that one is 65 units. And 7 of the units are supportive housing units at 30% AMI. The remainder units will be between 50 and 60% AMI. So everything will be 60% AMI or below for all of our senior projects that we've presented on.
I think Linda also has a question.
Sure.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment, the designs on the renderings are beautiful. The way they do blend in with the community. I wanted to ask about, okay, these are completely independent living units, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay.
Apartment, yeah.
What's the mix of, are they of one bedrooms, two bedrooms, or are there any studio?
All of these units are one bedrooms or two bedrooms. Let me pull up my little cheat sheet again here. Yeah, for all of these senior projects, there will be one bedroom units or two bedroom units. I don't believe any of these have studios in them. Okay. I'll double check Huntington Beach Senior. That might be the only one that could potentially, but I believe those are also one bedroom units.
Yeah, no, there are none in Huntington Beach Senior.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Does anyone else have any questions for Michelle?
I do. I don't know if my hand's working. This is Sandy. I heard you, I know you're not prepared to present on it, but I heard you mention Lake Forest and I live in Lake Forest. I was just curious, do you know anything about it at all? Like the name of it or where it's going to be located or anything?
Yeah. We do have some preliminary information. As I mentioned, we just received the application, so we're still going through and reviewing it. But it is called the Meadows Senior Apartments. That's the name of the development itself, and it's being developed or it's being proposed by CNC Development. Okay. Let me see if I can pull up some information really quick. I had it up and I was looking at it. Okay, and it's if you want to know the address, it's 20621 Lake Forest Drive. Oh. And like I mentioned, that one is 65 units with 7 supportive housing units. And CNC is actually working with Toll Brothers on this one. And so we just got it in and we're still reviewing it, but I think it's been something that Toll Brothers has been working on for a little while now, if I remember my conversation with Todd correctly. And CNC, they do really good work as well too. So we feel pretty confident that this will be another great project from them. In terms of the affordability, 100% affordable, and it ranges between 30 and 60% of the area median income. There are 52 one-bedroom units and 12 two-bedroom units. And then in terms of amenities, community center, elevator, club room, barbecue pavilion, outdoor verandas for the residents. And it'll have a contemporary California style architecture is what they indicated in their application. So we'll be excited to review this one as well.
Yeah, that sounds good. Thank you very much.
Yes, you're welcome.
Any other questions?
I saw a couple people raise their hands.
Okay.
I believe Denise.
Hi, I was wondering, in the plans for any new senior housing, are they going to be allowed to drive a scooter around the premises to and from the shopping areas? Is the city looking for easier transportation for those that are, you know, availing themselves of scooters or small golf carts, carts in their city?
That is a good question. I can ask the developer and see what conversations have been had with the city. I know that they're trying to do more accessibility. That's always something that they look at when they're doing senior development. But in terms of scooters and golf course in particular, I'm actually not too sure. So we'll reach out to the developers on these projects and we'll see what conversations have been had with the city around that. And then we'll get back to you.
Thank you, because I know you need a certain sidewalk clearance in case it breaks mm-hmm. down or whatever, but I think it'd be wonderful if you just start right out encouraging that type of transportation. It helps people get out of their house than just staying there. And it also, right. you know, it lends for their pets and everything else. Oh yeah, are these also pet friendly, these new apartments coming up? Are these housing coming up?
Yeah, I think there's a pet policy and it okay. may be different for each of the properties. But you know, there's always like reasonable accommodations and things like that too. So I don't think they ever decline folks based on pet, but there are different pet policies.
Thank you so much for what you're doing. I super appreciate it.
Of course, thank you so much. I think I see Rebecca's hand.
Yeah.
thanks. I don't know if it's so much a question for Michelle. Maybe Helen would be able to answer it. Maybe not specifically for these that are up here, but for Jamboree properties, let's say. I saw that there's some, you know, a small number of two bedrooms opposed to a larger number of one bedrooms. Is there usually some kind of policy on who gets the two bedrooms? Is it something like they have a live-in attendant or is they just have a lot of extra stuff? I'm just wondering what usually happens, how the two bedrooms are determined.
That's usually determined as part of the lease up process, but it's not about having extra stuff. It's about eligibility based on usually on incomes and who needs extra support. And most of the senior communities that Jamboree has developed, the majority of the units are for one bedrooms, but occasionally we try to have additional family members be able to live in those communities. So it's really determined by the lease up process at the beginning. And you also have to meet eligibility about affordability as well. I'm sure Gary could talk about that too. But, you know, for our senior communities, the greater need is for the individual units, one bedrooms.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Any other questions for Michelle? All right, well, I think that's do you have anything else to add, Michelle, for the presentation?
I don't think so. I think it's been great for us to work with, you know, the committee and present on these projects, and we're looking forward to presenting more information. I know it seems like, you know, I think for some folks, there's a lot of senior developments coming our way, but, you know, at the end of the day, when we look at this, it's six in our pipeline and then one more coming in. I don't think that's a lot of senior projects. So we do welcome it and we do look forward to having more. So hopefully we'll have more to report in the future meeting. But thank you so much for having us.
Thank you, Michelle. I forgot to ask one thing. Did you give us an expected date for when some of these will be completed?
Oh, you know what? Maybe I did not. No, I don't think you missed it. I don't think we had indicated, but I can share a couple of dates. Let's see here. We do have a list. So we have under construction, we have Altrudi Senior Apartments. That is located in the city of Yorba Linda, developed by CNC. That one's under construction now, and it's looking to be completed by October of this year. And then the Grove Senior Apartments, also by CNC in the city of San Juan Capistrano. This one is under construction and is looking to be completed April of 2022, so next year. Via St. Joseph, which we did talk about today, if they get all their financing in order and meet the current timeline that they have proposed so far, then they would be completed by the end of next year, December 2022. Santa Angelina Senior, that's the one that's in the city of Placentia. Again, if they have all of their financing and they're following the same timeline that they've proposed, they'll be completed in September 2023. Orchard View Gardens, slated to complete June 2023, assuming they get all their finances as well. And then I think the other one is Huntington Beach Senior. That one we're hoping for an August 2023 completion.
Great, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
It was a wonderful presentation and those looks like some beautiful facilities.
Yes.
That's terrific. Yes. Very good.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Anybody else? Anything else that we missed? Well, thank you very much for Michelle for attending and an excellent presentation. We really appreciate it. Good information.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you for having us.
I'm glad to see we're moving ahead and helping the seniors out. This is terrific.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay. And Linda, you want to, might want to add to the list. I saw Nancy and Denise were able to attend.
Okay, I got Nancy, and then I got Denise, and who else did you say?
I think just those two I saw come in late.
Okay, great, thank you.
Great, okay. Then the next item we have is chair items, and I received a notice from OTA special, it said social needs, it should be special needs. In Transit Advisory Committee, they're looking for board members. So if anyone's interested, let me know and I'll get you the information. They meet once a quarter on Tuesday afternoon from 1 to, I think it's 3 o'clock. And, well, we used to meet in Santa Ana, but now, of course, it's online. So you don't have to go anywhere. Anybody have any interest? Okay. And then old business, Dave, do you have anything to update us on Habitat for Humanity? We're talking about doing a partnership with them for the H&T committee.
I did meet with Sharon. We're in the process of discussing a couple opportunities, depending on individuals' capabilities. One, I think we might be looking at two homes and with doing the interior painting is one odd project. The couple others is going to be dependent upon the COVID limitations too, but I'm still in contact with her and we'll let you know if what we come up with couple opportunities.
Great, because I think that would be a good partnership.
She was very excited. She was very pleased and going to be very cooperative. They are looking at a possibility for senior. I think one of the elements that Habitat does is remodeling or refixing for seniors. She mentioned briefly about that.
Yes, she did.
Since then, they've got other opportunities for funding to expand that program, probably on a Southern California basis. And so she wants to keep us informed. And I said, we would be happy to support that as it develops. So We'll have more information on that as that develops.
Great. I think we'd be happy to support them in any way, but especially it would be good if we could support them with the senior remodeling, I think.
Yeah, she gave me a little more information about that, and I was very impressed just what they're doing in Orange County. But they have the statewide affiliation for Habitat, and that would be the concept to for the grant, is to do it on a statewide basis and then have the different areas support that with additional funding and so forth.
Okay, great. Well, thank you for doing that. And
my pleasure.
And keep up the contact with her, because I still, like I said, I think the group seemed very interested in working with them. And that would be a good way to stay active, involved with seniors, and especially anything they're working on would be good.
Right. Okay.
Great. Thank you, Dave.
You're welcome.
Okay. And then next we have announcements and roundtable discussions. Any announcements anyone has?
Just a reminder for their senior rally day, and I think there's been enough information that's come out on that, but just another reminder that if you have not signed up for the virtual gathering, please do so soon. And I think that's what, May 4th, Elizabeth?
I think that's what I saw on my calendar, because you presented it last time. But right. I don't remember hearing that we had to sign up, or maybe I missed it, so I forgot. So I'll have to do that.
Yeah, you'll have to sign up for the video process.
Okay.
And I think Elaine sent the information out, and
yes, I think it did. That,
let me know, and I can forward it to you.
Okay. Anybody else? All right. I forgot to put on the agenda, but we need to go over the presentation schedule. So next month is the meeting will be May 13th. Dave, are you able to do it? Oh, no, we were going to do, Jean, you were going to switch to, I don't have the right sheet here, the update on the money that we're getting. Do you have anything on that? Is Jean still here?
I think you're muted, Jean.
Pardon?
Jean is muted. Let me see if I can unmute.
Okay, can you unmute him?
Unmute myself. I'm sorry. No, I don't. I did touch base with them, and they will advise who's going to do it. But yeah, they'll be on board.
Okay, so we'll put you down for May for sure. And how do you want us to title the topic?
I think that was an update on projects, wasn't it? What they're doing with the 405 and the 5, is that what that one was? I do so many of these, guys, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, you wanted to make sure we talked about the money that the county was getting for, I forget what you call that. The government's giving out all that money, and you wanted to make sure that we were talking about that, how they were going to use the money.
Oh, that wasn't an OCTA issue, though, then. That was...
No, you switched it. You had said OCTA, and then you said, well, I think the money thing was more important. I can't remember what you
called. Okay, so it's not OCTA. That's got to be a legislator. That would be like one of our supervisors
right.
would be that person.
Right. But this was more about the... what do you call that? With their money, the government.
Yeah, American CARES. I think it was that CARES funding.
Yeah, the CARES funding.
One, the American Rescue Plan, I believe.
Is that what it's called? American Rescue?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
American Rescue.
Okay. That's the newer one, right?
That's the latest one we're getting, right?
The latest one, because we got 430 $1,000 specified for seniors projects or for just for seniors. I got that from Don Wagner. $430,000 specifically for PPE to senior facilities and an additional testing and disinfecting. That was months ago. I'm just looking at my notes.
Okay.
That was out of the CARES Act, but there's another one that was passed since then.
Right.
And who's that coming from, Linda? Is that from the feds?
That's the feds.
Yeah.
And that's what the county got that was earmarked for the seniors facilities when we were talking about ramping up the testing and then.
Okay. Well, yeah, let's go with a supervisor to explain that whole process. Where are we getting the money from? How it's getting divvied up and what are the seniors getting?
Okay.
So that would clearly be a supervisor issue. Let's see. Let me find out which supervisor is available and we'll go from there with it.
Okay. And then will you let us know as soon as you find out?
I will. Yes.
Okay. So that would be for May. So we're counting on you for May. Then June, we're dark. And July, did you want to do OCTA then, Jean? Or do you want to skip a month and do it another time?
It doesn't matter. I can do OCTA in July.
Okay. That would be great. And then I think, Dave, you were doing something maybe on mobile homes and we moved it back so we could talk about the money we were getting. You still want to do that in August, Dave?
I can do it in August. I'll have to get a hold of Tish to find out what she had started on that. But yeah, we'll be prepared by August.
Okay, great. And then Gary Frazier, are you still on? I guess not. I was going to ask him if he wanted to.
Sorry, I was on mute. It took me a while to find the button.
Do you, you know, you do such a good job with presentations. Do you want to do something in September, October, or November?
Let me look at my calendar for September, October, and see. I know I'm going to be gone one of those months.
Okay. Let me know which month you want once you find out your schedule, if you can.
Will do.
Okay, so I'll just put you in pencil for now.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, any other topics anybody has any ideas for? We still have a couple months left. Okay. And then any other announcements? And then we're open for public comments. And we had Bill on as a public comment, a guest. Is Bill still with us?
I just unmuted.
Okay. Yeah, I'm still here. Okay. Yeah, no, I don't have any comments.
Did you have a comment?
No, I do not. Thank you.
Oh, you do not? Okay, I thought you did. All right. This might be the quickest meeting ever. Anything else? I guess not. So you got the attendance all picked up, Linda, from the people that came in late, right?
She might be muted.
Okay. I just want to make sure she got the correct attendance. All right. So the next meeting will be May 13th. And Jean's working on the speaker for us.
Right.
And don't forget, if you're going to be absent, you're supposed to report it to me. And anything else before we check out from anybody? Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you for all your work you do with seniors. And have a lovely day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.